Hello, I am the King of Old School, and welcome once again to the Monday Night Rant on Mystery Wrestling Theater 420. In case you haven't already, check out the Facebook page and all that, and like it, and subscribe, and blah blah blah, all that bullshit that they say on all those other podcasts and YouTube channels. So I can be cool and sound like them. What else we got here? Don't have a lot going this week. This week I wanted to touch on something special. Just because of the anniversary. Also have a new phone. So I'm hoping that this records a little bit better, sounds a little bit better. I don't know. I won't know until later. So hopefully this works out, and we'll see what happens. First off, really didn't watch much this week. I did, but nothing really stood out to me. I mean, I saw bits and pieces here and there, different matches. Mostly, not going to lie, it was mostly SmackDown and AEW. But again, nothing really jumped out at me from what I saw. It was one of those weeks, you know. What I wanted to talk about this week, though, aside from the glaringly obvious, that the last couple of weeks I have listened to myself, listened to the rest of the show and my bit, it just sounds boring as all shit. And I'm like, would you wake the fuck up and talk like a normal human being? Oh my God, I suck. Okay, I don't know, maybe I just need someone to play off of, I don't know, but we'll see what we can do here. But this week I wanted to talk about, obviously, Monday is a somber day in wrestling. It's one of the more depressing days in wrestling. It was the anniversary of Owen Hart's accident. Everybody knows the story. At least I would hope, if you're listening to a wrestling podcast, you know the story of Owen Hart, and you know on how Over the Edge pay-per-view, of all the wondrous names they could have used, very fitting, but on the Over the Edge pay-per-view, Owen Hart was set to make a grand entrance as the Blue Blazer being his alter ego, almost like a superhero kind of a deal. And he was set to make his appearance. They were going to have him drop down, rappel down like Sting used to back in the day in WCW. And Owen was a little hesitant on this, from what I've read. Didn't really care for it. And depending on what story you've heard from here out, is either the Owen bumped something and knocked the harness and disconnected the harness, or the harness was never set up properly, or what have you. But in either case, poor Owen Hart fell to his death in the middle of a live show while making his entrance. Very, very depressing, very sad day. Can't help but feel for his kids back in the day for the situation. I mean, his kids were little at that point. Now they're adults, and I still feel bad for these kids because, I mean, they had their father ripped from them. I mean, it's bad enough that he was on the road for the bulk of the year, but, I mean, you feel bad for him. You feel bad for Martha as well. Is that his wife, Martha? I think so. But yeah, it's funny because you read about Owen Hart in retrospect, at least I did, after it all happened. I mean, internet wasn't as big of a deal back then as it is now. I'll admit that I read PWI and all these other things, the actual magazines back in those days, Wrestling Observer, shit like that. And
I actually read that they were planning, and I've said this, I believe I've said this here, I know I've said it on Facebook, that Owen Hart, that they were planning on giving Owen Hart some sort of a push after this, that they were going to do something, they were going to turn, give him some sort of a push, and they were hoping that he was going to end up with the belt and turn into a main eventer again and steer away from the tag team curse that he had been on, you know, floating around since, you know, pretty much since Brett left for WCW. I mean, if that all worked out, that would have been great. I mean, it would have been fun to watch. I think that Owen was a hell of a performer. I will admit one thing about Owen, though, is he played a heel really, really well. But I think that as a face, he just could not get over. Like, he couldn't do a mic as a face at all, or at least not as well. He needed to be angry. He needed to be whiny in order to get over. I think that was my takeaway with him. I remember watching a match. This is, I want to say, 98-ish. And Owen was in the Nation of Domination, or the Nation at that point. The Rock was running it. Owen came in as second in command, or whatever bullshit it was that they came up with as a storyline. But they were feuding with DX. It was right around the Jason Sensation time frame, where he came out and did that great Owen Hart impression, and the other guys dressed up as, you know, other DX members dressed up as various people. What I remember is, I remember watching this match and thinking it was going to be a load of shit. And it was between Owen Hart and X-Pac. It was just like a random match set up on Monday Night Raw. It might have been like a King of the Ring qualifier or something like that. But in either, I don't fully remember. But I just remember it was like a random one-off match. And I remember saying, I've seen this before, only X-Pac was the Kid and Owen Hart, I believe, was still the Rocket. But, I mean, in either case. And I remember thinking to myself, it was just going to be one piece of shit match that I just really didn't want to watch. And this is before I turned cynical. I was still fanboy. And I'm like, you know, this is just going to be shit. I don't really care for this at all. And I actually watched this match and just saw Owen Hart in a new light after that. As I watched him work, I watched him in the ring, and I was like, you know, when he's not against his brother, and he's not against somebody that, you know, when they're trying to, you know, I don't know if it was because they were trying to put him over at that point or not, but I was watching it, and I'm like, you know, he's really good in the ring. And from that point on, I started watching Owen Hart matches in a different way and started appreciating them a little bit more. And then when he started tagging up with Jeff Jarrett towards the end of his life, I was really starting to enjoy his matches. And I was coming around on it, really coming around on him, to the point where when he started doing the Blue Blazer shit, I was excited because I remember the Blue Blazer from when I was a kid, and I was fairly certain, like, I remember watching a lot of watching a lot of matches when I was younger, and I fairly positive I remember the Blue Blazer facing the Red Rooster or like the Brooklyn Brawler and shit like that. And I remember watching it and I was like, okay, this is going to be, you know, and I enjoyed it. And for some reason, the Blue Blazer just had a different... I never knew it was Owen Hart until years, years, years later that there was the same guy. And I was watching, and when someone finally did tell me, I was like, that can't be, the different personas. And then, not so much personas, but different styles. And then I watched some of the earlier Owen Hart matches where he was the Rocket. and he wore those blue tights, or when he was teaming up with Jim Neidhart as the New Foundation, or with Coco Beware, what was it, High Energy? And I was like, okay. You know, I went back and watched some of that shit, and I was like, okay, I understand that now. And it wasn't like there was YouTube back in those days either. It was, I actually went back and watched an old VHS tape that I knew I had taped from like the 80s, early 90s. Like, that was that bad. But yeah, I watched that. I watched him, and I just gained to have more respect for him in maybe the last year and a half of his life and as a performer. And I just wish that there could have been more from him. I really do. I remember when, and in all the video games, they always had him really sucky. I mean, I remember there was a bunch of games where he was in, and he just, like, in comparison to the other ones, he was either really weak, or he just didn't have, it was just Bret Hart rehashed. It was like he had the same moves. He'd have, like, the combination moveset of Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart, and they always made him out to be bullshit in the video games. And, but I remember just after he passed, WWF, I believe it was Attitude, came out for the PlayStation, and it was dedicated to him. And I remember I played as his character, and I don't know why, but I played as his character, and I actually went through and I beat the entire game with Owen Hart, which was not something I was normally prone to do. Ironically, in every other game, my go-to up to that point was either Bret Hart or The Undertaker, or even Macho Man Randy Savage, depending on who, on which game it was. But I remember there was no Bret Hart at that point, so I don't know why I chose Owen, but I did, and I have to admit that, you know, it might have just been because of it was just after his death, but it seemed like they built him up in that game to be, you know, pretty much unstoppable, like they have with guys like Stone Cold Steve Austin, like Shawn Michaels, like Brock Lesnar, people of that nature. If you've played the WWE games recently, I mean, it seems like you can't beat those guys. So that's the way that Owen Hart was back in that one game. I do remember that. In case anybody else played it, you know what I mean? It could just be me, but it just seemed like in that one game, they built him up pretty well. Like I said, it could just be because he had just passed and they wanted to make him look good. I don't know. But yeah, when it comes to Owen, I've got a few different memories that pop up, a few matches, and ironically, most of them, I mean, not ironically, but most of them were against his brother. I mean, I do remember the match in WrestleMania 10 where he did beat Bret. Bret would later in the event go on to take the championship, but I do remember that match. I remember the SummerSlam match in 1994 94, with Bret versus Owen in the steel cage. That is, it's my favorite Bret Hart match, so obviously it's got to be my favorite Owen Hart match. But that was a good one. You know, and there's other shit that he'd pop up with every so often. And like when he came out and started tagging with Yokozuna, that was fun. He had, you know, brought Neidhart out and he'd tag with him, tag with Davey Boy. I mean, he had some interesting matches. It's just, for whatever reason, they didn't, I don't know why, but it just seemed like for a while after they abandoned the feud with Brett, like they just used him as like comic relief, or I don't even know what the fuck they would use him as, until he started feuding with Steve Austin over the Intercontinental title and then paired him up as a member of the Hart Foundation. Like, they really didn't book him properly. I don't know if they didn't know how to use him or what, but yeah, it is what it is. It was what it was, I guess. The other thing I wanted to bring up, when it comes to Owen Hart, is the controversy. Should they have gone on with the show? Should they have shut it down and said, you know, hey, come back in 2 weeks, or blah blah blah? You know, we'll kick this off. Come back tomorrow night, even. You know, we'll kick this off. But, you know, they decided to, you know, go on with the show and all of that. Personally, I don't know how I'd react if I was actually in the arena and I just watched a guy fall from the rafters into the ring and die in front of me. I don't know if I'd want to be cheering later on in that thing. I probably would have left myself. That's just me. Knowing that I was like 19, 20 years old when that happened, I don't remember. Was that 99? Was it 2000? I don't fully remember. But, being in my late teens, would I have actually left? Or would I have been the stupid teenager? Yeah, this is awesome! You know, and kept on watching. I mean, I don't know. I do know that I did not, it was one of the rare pay-per-views I did not get at that point. So, I don't know, maybe that was like some sort of ominous sign. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, looking back at it now, now as a parent and as an older fan, I guess, I'd like to think that I wouldn't have stayed and watched it. I would have liked to think that I would have, you know, up and left. I know if I was a parent then, I definitely would have grabbed the kids and up and left and, okay, you know, sorry you saw that, and have to have this whole huge-ass discussion with my kids. I'm sure there'd be like 1,000,005 questions, you know. But, you know, it could, you never know. I mean, so that's my question, I guess. Clayton's not going to be here, apparently, so I'll ask you, Anthony. If you had been there live, would you have sat through the rest of the show, or would you up and left? Because I don't know how I would have reacted, honestly. So that's my question to you, if you're listening to me. If you're not listening to me, you guys can answer it next week. So, yeah, like I said, I haven't watched much live. I don't know how the tournaments are going for the Owen Hart Cups. I don't think I've seen anything on the second round of those. So, yeah. So I can't comment on anything recent on Owen Hart. I will say that one last piece is that Monday Night Raw afterwards was very emotional. And I think that was one of the better Raws that I've ever seen. And I'm not going to compare it to other Raws, but I'm going to say that it was definitely one of those WWF, WWE special events. And I'm going to rate it up there as one of the best special events that they've ever done. They did a hell of a job on the tribute. And I can only question how far he could have or would have gone. So with that said, I know I'm a little all over the place, but pretty much done talking to myself, so I'm going to throw it back to Anthony and Have fun back there.
What's going on, y'all? It's your neighborhood bake shop here, MHSL Bake, and you are now rocking with the Mystery Wrestling Theater 420 podcast. Those are my guys over there. Make sure y'all tap in anytime they drop. You know what I mean? Good peoples, good topics, great puns. Yeah, man, check them out. Mystery Wrestling Theater 420 podcast. Check them out because Bake said so. Money high, stress low, that's the motto. You listening to Save You in the background featuring my artist I93 Carry On. Make sure y'all check out the new music.